Funny how honest I can be. Writes and lyrics is NCZ. Every word sounds too cheesy. Every phrase demeaning. I wasn't writing for just me, but rather an audience, you see. Teeny bopper, suicide mainstream. No one was really listening. And if I tried to write it out, my little voice will scream and shout. You right there while you sit and pout. Fight yourself and no one else. And liars have their conscience, and sires have their rule. But if you're much too cautious, the thread spins off the spool and leaves you down, and leaves you out. No one around, but you do die out. You force it out, all but burn out. Take a different route, the new seed to sprout. Don't push it back, don't just react. This guitar is your canvas. Go ahead and paint your life soundtrack and come to grips with relationships. I love you enough to trust you, though a hardship grips on my lips. I'm trying hard not to play that card, but it appears she left me scalping what she wrote down on that postcard. I can't forget your fragrance sitting by the pool, and I won't forget your presence. I hope you don't play me for a fool and leave me down, and leave me out. No one around, but you do die out. You force it out, all but burn out. Take a different route, a new seed to sprout out, out, yeah. Oh la da 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 da, oh la da 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 da, oh la da 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 da, oh la da 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 da, oh la da 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 da, yeah. If I beg it, oh, then I call it quits. Please don't gossip, or out with the coverage. I'm no quitter, I'll muster on, and I'll find my sound. People will sing along to a song so profound. It'll warrant it with its guidance, and strikes a solid chord. It presents itself with patience, though it's seeking no reward. And leaves you, oh, and leaves you proud. Feel your heart swell, shout loud above the crowd, and don't freak out, not don't freak out. You passed your musical drought. Yeah, rain made your new seed sprout, 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 yeah, 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 yeah,
string. You bid me adieu in lieu of the few you used to. chance to drive him, yeah. Summer sun springs to attention. It's just no fun without your conversation. Instead, the sun is too bright in the sky. It only makes me shield my eyes. Oh, weightless, soulless, and so wounded wrist. Send these words of love upon my kiss. All is lost. Will you send comfort's bliss? This is all I walk slowly but surely. I talk in murmurs but clearly. I owe all of my self-pity to the men. Oh, oh, oh. I've been holy and dearly. I drowned in cigarettes and whiskey, hoping all the while to cast out my fear. Oh, 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 what's left to say? More every day. I bore you with small talk. You still get away. You're the pro and the con, the friend and the foe. My right from my wrong, I'll never let go. I miss you so much, it scares me to death. Did I lose the best thing God's given me yet? I'm dreaming, dreaming about you. I love you, I scream it so loud.
It's the 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan, and we are coming to you live from Studio 2A as I make my way in here. A lot of times I have the band start out before I even come into the studio as I take care of a few things in the broadcast booth, and that's exactly what we're doing today. How's it going?
Good.
Grand. Having a great evening.
I had to make my way in here and plug myself in, and now I can hear everything that's going on. Audacia, that's who I'm here with today. How's it going?
It's going good.
Had
a good weekend.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we met on Saturday night at Old Town Artisans. We had the acoustic battle. Tell me about that.
Well, it was our first gig was on the 12th or the 13th of September. It was he came over. Jason came back to the house and said, "Guys, I signed us up for this," and we were all pretty psyched. So we took it to the next level, and we progressed through the rounds.
How many rounds were there?
For us, we played three, but I believe there were seven total.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
like 45 bands. Or
yeah, somewhere around there. It's a big number. And, you know, we were just jazzed the first time. We didn't think we'd really do that well because, you know, we didn't really expect much from it. And we just went to have a really good time, and we ended up having a great time, and everyone seemed to like it. And then the semifinals, we took it a little bit more seriously, and it was just an excellent experience, something I would never change, you know, for anything. It was just one of those things.
So let's take one step back here. Audacia, let's introduce the members of the band that are here tonight.
Okay, I'm John Clark, play and sing. We have over here.
I'm Jason Lashbrook, I play drums.
Michael Wendell on a bass.
And Angus Hendrick on another guitar.
And you also have a keyboard player or piano player that was not able to make it tonight.
Right, yeah, she's actually visiting family in Pittsburgh, and this was, you know, planned long before we even
had an opportunity to be here. So
we were pretty shocked when she wouldn't buy a plane ticket to come back.
And I'm sure Rachel, I'm sure she's listening, and so we miss you.
Yeah, that's right. Especially
on those last couple songs.
Yeah. We stream live over the internet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anywhere in the country or the world, people could be listening. And, of course, this is live radio. I think there's about an 8-second delay or so, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, that's great. Yeah. You explained this a little bit on Saturday night, but explain how you got the group together.
Well, it's a funny story on my behalf. It started, me and my girlfriend broke up. I didn't have anything to do. So I put an ad on Craigslist for drummer and a bassist. And within 15 minutes, I got a little giddy because I wanted to see who was out there, you know. And 15 minutes, Mr. Lashbrook had already decided to respond, and he used the terms gel and this is it, and you know, we're gonna do this. And so we've had a couple of phone conversations, and he sounded like a nice guy. He actually sounded like he was 15 or 16 years old when I spoke to him on the phone. He was like, yeah, dude this and do that. Yeah. I'm like, all right. But
suffice to say, I was very excited. Yeah. Because basically for me, on my side of it, I saw this ad, and I had just gotten out of a cover band, and I was tired of playing covers, and I saw John's ad, and he had mentioned people like Jason Mraz, which is a big fan of mine, Dave Matthews, another one, and I'm like, oh my God, this is it, this is perfect, so I need to get this guy and see if he's legit. And sure enough, I call him, and he's like, I'm ready today.
And I had the funny thought, is like, who puts out an ad, who responds to 15 minutes
right,
to
right,
an ad?
Yeah, right, right.
He's exactly. Probably got the beer lined up, and yeah, you know, he's right. Going to put me in his trunk later and take me to Mexico.
Yeah, and so John appropriately brought three of his friends just in case I had an axe. Mm. Yeah, and
strength in numbers.
It was funny, as soon as we sat down and started to play, it was a rare feeling that I got when you actually mesh with someone so well. We actually sat and played, John, what do you think, like 4 hours?
4 hours. I got there around 6. I mean, I didn't leave till 10:30.
And we went and got sushi afterwards, and we were just all happy.
We were just jazzed, high on life right then. Yeah. It was great.
And then
friends of – this actually happened – Angus happened about 3 or 4 months ago, and we just needed – we had a move. We had a couple of people beforehand, and Michael and Angus were excited enough. Michael actually learned the songs within 3 or 4 days of meeting us, learned all 12 that we had ready. And including some covers that we were expected of him, and he came to practice and just knocked it out of the park. And
yeah, it was great.
From then on, from this lineup right here, including Rachel, we wish she was here. It's just been nothing but up. We've gone from garage or living room to now here. So I can't ask for more. It's just wonderful. The inception of this.
And tell me the timeline. When did this all come together?
We are the founding members for 11 months.
Yeah,
we've
11
been just
months.
Under a year now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. And Michael, I didn't show up until what? 3 months ago?
About three months ago.
Yeah. So the final institution was 3 months. This has been just 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where have you played so far? Are you trying to get gigs?
We're trying, so if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
We played the hut last week. I've had a sad story, our guitars got stolen from there, but that's just a different story altogether. So we played there. We've obviously played the Old Town Artisan.
Your guitars got stolen from
the
hut.
That was a horrible experience. We had a really great... Yeah, go ahead. Angus can talk about it.
They didn't get stolen from the hut. They got stolen from my car.
Yeah, that's
and they
true.
Got stolen from my car because it turns out that at the hut you can buy alcohol. And it turns out that I was drinking some alcohol. And so I went out to my car and I went to get something. And when I came back in, I think I left the door unlocked. And so, of course, if you have an unlocked door and you have two guitars in there, I think it's legal, apparently, to take the guitars out and wander off with them.
It's your property all of a sudden.
So, we lost. I had a Parker. If anybody's out there getting pitched a green Parker Fly, that's my guitar, and I want it back.
And I'm happy now, so you can just have that guitar. But we played the hut. We played Bumpsteer. That was a fun little
rock.
We did the rock. Yeah. Those were the first two gigs. We also played house parties, but those are unimportant events. And I think total maybe a dozen shows over the span. So.
David, if you're listening, that wasn't unimportant.
That's good. And that's good. And, you know, it actually will help when you tell people that you played live on Locals Only.
Oh, yeah.
It'll help.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is a staple station here. I mean,
yeah,
I enjoy it.
Well, it sounds great. I'm really, really enjoying the music. Why don't we do another set, and then we'll break and we'll talk a little more.
That sounds fun. You're going to sit here and enjoy it with us?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
I'll be here.
We're going to do business this time.
Mm-hmm.
Life is the dust that forms from the rust of the blood in our veins and the stains on our brains. Life is the call you hear in your heart when you fall apart again. Pockets are empty, my stomach is weak. Put food in my mouth just to keep on my feet. The days take forever to turn to the night. I hope come whatever I am doing this right. Showering thoughts of history facts, disguised by the future, I am gassed through the mask. I stand for rebellion, a hellion of sorts. Made my own coffin from petty retorts, yeah. Retorts, yeah. Retorts, yeah. My own coffin from petty retorts, yeah. Retorts, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Look over the skyline and you find mine. Oh, miles and miles away. Damn, it's such a fine line between the sunshine and the fires. They come in my way, yeah. On my way. I wish I was you, wish I knew what to do, wish everything was true before they said it to me. Cause I'm not doing fine, completely lost my mind, running out of time, sifting through my debris to find out all the answers from tongue-in-cheek romances. Loveless bleaking answers were muddied up pretenders. Nothing but the scammers, no innocent bystanders, wondering where our hands go, making plans with all no done before we started. Blame the wicked heart, it's cataloged and charted for your dearly departed. Life is the call you hear in your heart when you fall apart.
Listen, 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with Audacia. I'm really loving this stuff. This is great. Very upbeat, very
Thank
fun.
You. Yeah,
I'd like to know a little bit more about your songwriting process. How does that work?
The songwriting process is days of kicking myself in the butt, saying, you know, this isn't good enough. That's so. I guess it stems from an idea that I can do a whole lot better than what I just made. But usually I look out a window. I think about things that are going on currently in my life, not just like local things, but like global things, like how I feel about certain topics, and like that one was about just sort of, and the one before that, the world we live in, sort of those ideas stem from a sense that, you know, I think as a society we're all right, but there's things that we could definitely be doing better. And it's sort of, I don't know, just my take on it. I don't want to be too pushy with the idea, but I like people to at least think about it, you know? So I guess it's an ear, like what I think sounds good, what fits right with me. I'm my worst critic. That's when I can sit back from a piece of paper or my computer screen and say, you know, that's what it'll be like eventually. So
you write a lot of the lyrics and the songs and you bring them into the group, and
yeah,
how does it change it when the group plays it?
Well, the songs we're working with now, I brought all of them in, and it changes because dynamically is, you know, they just bring their own parts in. I mean, the drums were MIDI drums when I recorded them, so it's just standard, you know, 4/4 beats. But obviously, they're not anymore, and it really brings, they just bring dynamics that I've never considered before. And I've told them ever since we all started playing that, you know, it's not about what, like, this used to be where they'd look at me and be like, do you think that's good? Do you like that? And we got that vibe over with, because it's not about what I think. It's about what you think sounds good. I mean, you're the bassist, or you're the guitarist, or you're the drummer, and you know your instrument better than I do. So yeah, I think put your best part in.
I think this group of musicians, Jason Lashbrook is an outstanding drummer. I mean, he's the best drummer I've ever had the opportunity to play with. And he's
making me blush.
He adds a lot to the arrangements and the dynamics, and really works the song out. And Rachel's not here, but she's got a fantastic talent for harmonies and for pitch and melodic hooks. And a lot of these songs, we're trying to kind of make do, but she's a big part of them. And her keyboard parts are, they really fill it out, and they add a big element to it. And Michael just, he's always there, you know. He's always got the right note at the right time, except
I think
when we're at rehearsal and we're telling him it's all his fault. But
well, one of the good things that I like about this band, unlike some other bands where they're almost dictatorial, this one's more like everything is more malleable, where everybody has their own part, and like, hey, and everybody's willing to give something else a try. You know, let's hear what it sounds like first before we say nix it.
Right.
And then, you know, and we've got the idea, like, you know, not every single song is going to sound good. We're going to mess with it until
fluid. I mean, yeah. You go to practice on the work on the new songs, knowing full well that song will be different when you leave that door than it was when you came in. And the songs we're playing, the solid songs we have now, those were 2 months of just grinding, you know, gear to the grindstone or nose to the grindstone, and getting it to a point where we all feel comfy playing it, you know, so.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it too is there are no bad ideas in this band. If we have something that we want to try, then we try it, and it
ends up being
usually
bad.
Doesn't. But every once in a while something comes out that.
I think everybody. I mean, John is writing the songs, and Rachel's writing songs too, and we're gonna get some of those together with the rest of it here at some point. But everybody in the band wants to support the song.
Right.
Nobody wants to come out and be the, you know, look, I've got the massive chops. Watch how fast I can play, whatever it is. This song needs something here. Yeah. What can I add? Or is that somebody else's
almost
turn to
very
add?
Very scientific, too, where the writing process when we get together is we all brainstorm. It needs something here. So we all come up with something. Like, what if it was heavier here? What if we put more of an instrumental side? Or what if there were some harmonies we threw in? And we try all three, and we take literally, just for that practice, the best one that fit then, because it won't be the same. We don't write it down. We don't record it. So when we come back, it's just different.
And another thing to mention is this, you know, we typically are not a full-on acoustic band. We did this for this you know, gig, this acoustic battle. And, you know, tonight we're actually doing pretty much a full acoustic scenario. But, you know, in the future, Angus has, you know, he's going to have to play electric, and who knows what else we're going to throw in. I mean, it's going to be interesting
cowbell?
To see.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Cowbell.
Always
can
have more cowbell.
I was looking at your feet. You have two pedals that control the bass drum.
Right. It's a double bass pedal.
A double bass pedal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you can actually do, you know, like with just, you know, rolls with 2 feet instead of just one.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
In the past, I used to play with two bass drums. And so why need two bass drums when you can have one and do the same thing? So just an extra thing to carry around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Jason's recovering from heavy metal.
Well, that's a long time ago. But I played pretty much everything since then.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with Audacia. And it's precisely 9:43. And we need to end in about 13 minutes. How much more music do you have, approximately?
We have one song we can play for you.
One song?
That's
one
about 5 or 6 minutes.
About 5 or 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get out of your way here
and
head over to the broadcast booth. That way I can control things a little more over there as far as the ending of that. And I just wanted to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, yeah,
and
really.
Was there a controversy
thanks
here?
Thanks for having us.
No. We're just trying to figure out what to play.
The bass player's pushing for one more song.
Oh, for two songs total more?
Which
we have time for two. We have time. We have time for two.
We'll see what John says.
We'll see how the singer feels.
Yeah. That's yeah. Okay.
We just need to end at about 9:57.
Okay, we'll do.
So. Okay, cool.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
many faces. All the people I was, all the people that made me, because all the things that they love, all the things that have saved me, yeah. All the ways I could live, all new ways that could kill me, but all the things that I give, no, no, they don't ever fulfill me, yeah. Why do we try so hard? Why do we ever die young? Why do we lie alone when we're still loving by the one, yeah? Why do we try so hard? Why do we ever die young? Why do we lie alone when we're still loving the other one? Come on. My grave, the way you try to inspire my jealous rage, yeah. I quell my own quotes, the wind fills my lungs cold, and I meet someone, oh, but not just anyone, oh, why do we try? Why do we lie alone when we still love the other one? Come on, why do we